Hey Daniel, did you hear about the big contract Bay Systems just landed?
No, what is it about?
It's an £870 million contract from the Ministry of Defence to upgrade the RAF's Typhoon fighter jets with a new radar system.
I see. So what exactly does this radar upgrade do?
Well, it enhances the Typhoon's ability to control airspace and gives them advanced electronic warfare capabilities.
That sounds pretty significant. How will this impact the RAF's operations?
It will make the Typhoons more effective in modern combat situations, especially with the evolving threats we face.
Right, I guess this is part of the UK's broader strategy to maintain a strong defence capability.
Exactly, and with Bay Systems being a key player in the Northwest, this contract is a big boost for our region.
That's good to hear. It must create a lot of jobs and opportunities for local companies.
Definitely. The Northwest Aerospace Cluster is already a major part of the industry, and this contract will help us drive even more innovation and economic growth.
So, what does this mean for the future of the Typhoon fleet?
This upgrade will keep the Typhoon relevant for years to come, ensuring it stays at the forefront of air defense technology.
Wow, that is so cool. It's exciting to see how our region is contributing to such advanced technology.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the military. These advancements often have applications in the commercial aerospace sector too.
True, I wonder if there are any specific technologies being used in this radar system that we can talk about.
Well, the details are a bit classified, but what we do know is that it incorporates the latest in sensor fusion and data processing to give pilots unparalleled situational awareness.
That makes sense. With modern warfare becoming more complex, having that edge is crucial.
Definitely, and it shows the mod's commitment to investing in cutting-edge technology to protect our skies.
So, when can we expect to see these upgraded Typhoons in action?
The contract includes delivery over the next several years, so we should start seeing the first upgraded aircraft in the field within the next few years.
That's not too far off. It's reassuring to know our defense capabilities are being kept up to date.
Agreed, and it's a great example of how the Northwest aerospace industry is leading the way in innovation and supporting national security.
For sure, it's always good to see our region getting recognition for its expertise.
Absolutely. Well, that's the latest news from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance. Join us next time for more updates on our thriving industry.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep flying high.